B-Pod Studios.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here's Sam Darnold on the mic.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. That's not good. They're going to keep bringing it. I would, too. Well, and they are.
Here comes Collins and Dutch. Darnold quickly unloaded. He throws an interception right into the hands of Devin McCourty. The Patriots went after Darnold, and McCourty has another pick, his fifth of 2019. Darnold takes the snap, drops back with a twist up front, throws off the back foot of the end zone, picked off by Daron Harmon. Harmon lands across the goal line for a touchback.
They got this kid scared.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. That's not good.
Snaps it back to Darnold. He takes it. There's a blitz coming. He's hit. He floats one across the middle. Intercepted by Gilmore. Rises from the turf at the 30. Runs it back right across the 35-40. Gilmore tries to get outside. And he is clipped down on the far side of the field by Crowder.
Ghosts.
That's not good.
And here comes Simon on a blitz. He gets to the corner. Ball's loose. Patriots recover. John Simon gets to the quarterback. And now rising to his feet, Van Noy. Runs left to the 25-20. 15-10. Cuts it right to 5. Kyle Van Noy is into the end zone. He's got another scoop and score. Fans in the pocket. Throws off the back foot of the end zone. Intercepted. Leaping in front of the intended receiver, Terrence Brooks. Another back foot throw. Picked off by the Patriots.
Atta boy, Sammy D. Off the back foot all day. Knock, knock. Guess who's here? The boogeyman coming.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. That's not good. That's not good.
Darnold has the snap go through his hands, over his head, into the end zone, and Darnold swats it out of the back of the end zone with KC Jackson in pursuit. Darnold, on the snap from Khalil, could not handle the snap.
He's still seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
That's not good.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We're going to talk about the show with Paul Rudd, which the more that I think about it, a Netflix show with Paul Rudd. What? What the hell? What are you waving your arms about? What's that, Bert?
He's yelling about breaking news. I was trying to get John's attention his headphones.
We have breaking news? I've got it.
All right.
Play the sounder,
fine,
baby.
That's legitimate. But you can't just wave your arms. I'm like, what
like
the hell
he's doing
is going
jumping
on?
Jacks, exactly.
Play the sounder. I'll just happen.
John, I'll come in there and I will.
I mean.
This is breaking sports news.
Solid by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Patriots have traded for a wide receiver this morning.
Oh.
Hang on. It's not Emmanuel Sanders.
Not Emmanuel Sanders.
Can you take a guess? It's a team that has crapped the bed this year.
AJ Green.
A team loaded with talent that has absolutely
crapped
the bed.
As a matter of fact, yesterday you called them broken.
They are broken.
This team. You called them broken yesterday morning.
Oh. Their quarterback just got injured, which just said, all right, season's over.
The Patriots, according to ESPN at this hour, have just sent a second-round draft pick to Atlanta for wide receiver Mohamed Sanu.
Ooh, that is.
I think that's way too much. I don't think Sanu's nearly good enough to warrant a second-round pick. Ugh. If you look at his numbers, and Bert Breer sat in his chair on Friday and tried to sell me on Mohamed Sanu. Mohamed Sanu's just another guy. Yeah. If you take a look, he's got size, but he is, I don't think he's worth a second round pick. But the Patriots have gotten some wide receiver help this morning. The trade deadline's a week from today. The Patriots have, according to ESPN this morning, sent a second round pick to Atlanta for wide receiver Mohamed Sanu.
Oh, that's a little disappointing. I thought it was going to be a bigger name.
Well, I mean, Emmanuel Sanders is the one that everyone's wanted out there.
Well, there's a lot of guys. But Mohamed Sanu, how old is Mohamed Sanu?
He is 30. He's 30 years old.
All right. How's he been this year?
I'm looking right now.
He's been every other year.
Two touchdowns, 313 yards.
We're halfway through the season. Well, he's mediocre at best.
He has Andy Dalton throwing him to him. But
Matt Ryan's putting up Ryan's putting up great numbers.
Not wild about that second round pick.
No, that's way too much for him.
Yeah.
Way too much.
That's as everyone was going, this is a big name.
Well, I mean, it is a big name.
It's a name people recognize. Yeah. Because of the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Was he the number two receiver on Atlanta?
He's the number two wide. He was the number two wide out until Atlanta drafted someone.
Sorry. Bird was jumping up and down because he said Adam Schefter was then he just said A&N report was...
All right, Bird, I apologize, but my Lord, you were spazzing out there. I didn't know what
Ian Rappaport is his name from the NFL Network.
Okay, so he called Schefter and then he said what?
Isn't that the Sports Hub Grub guy?
It is. Matt Schefter. Yeah.
Matt Schefter.
We have breaking news.
Tomatoes.
Thank you very much.
Hummus.
And home.
Hummus.
They got a tomato can.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
So let's talk about cheese.
Sanu has averaged over 50 yards per game once in his career.
Well, listen, light him up.
Never had more than 838 yards receiving in a season.
Well, now the team will be good.
What an impact deal this is.
I can't believe they gave up a second rounder.
A second round pick for this guy.
What do you think Emmanuel Sanders is going to get? How many years did he have left? Or how many years? What's his contract situation? Because that's
hopefully not much.
I was about to say, hopefully this is like his last year. But, I mean, if it is his last year, I mean, as I said, what's Emmanuel Sanders going to get if this guy gets a second-round pick?
I don't know. If this can't be his last year, if they're giving up a second-round pick for him.
I'm getting it. I can't believe a second-round pick for this guy.
You know, Mike,
I can't believe they just did that.
Mike's making a good point. Does this say anything about Josh Gordon's injury?
Sure. I'd much rather have Josh Gordon.
Well, of course you would. But, I mean, if they're making this move and they're desperate enough to give a second-round pick.
All right, Lockhart, what do you make? You're the guy over here. What do you make of Sanu?
I don't know why they gave up a second round pick.
Yeah,
it seems
way
like a fourth or a fifth would have been much better. Yes.
All right.
Sanu's a piece. He's perfect for the Patriots. He can throw passes, you know, he can run the ball. He does all these crazy things that they will have him do.
Yeah.
And he will help them into a Super Bowl and win it.
Isn't he a pretty good blocking wide receiver too?
Yeah. He does all the
which is why you send a second round pick to a team.
That's right. That's the difference between a third and a second. Yes.
All right. I'm just talking like I know what I'm talking about. I just saw somebody tweet that. So.
Sanu
had someone actually tweeted he's a good blocking receiver.
Yeah.
Well, that's a hot dog.
Just make it rain picks.
It's unfair that Rich gets Twitter in front of him because he's getting all this breaking info. Yeah,
analysis.
He is in year four of a 5-year, $32.5 million contract, but he won't count against all of his money will be gone. He won't count against the cap next year. They can cut him after this season.
Oh, well.
Which is what you do to a guy that you spend a second round pick for.
So is this their move? I mean, are they done?
I hope not.
I mean, that's a big price.
No, okay, because you got rid of the second round pick.
Yeah.
And so now what do you got?
Well, I mean, you got other picks.
Yeah, but you kind of blew the whole thing there. So, I mean, what are you going to do now? Package a third and a second next year? Well, that's got to be it because I don't know what else they have unless they give up a future number one.
I mean, you got the return of N'Keal Harry, so, I mean, you have to take a look at the
whole... No. I'm talking about if they could make another move, what resources do they have?
Because, I mean, there was all the talk about that guy down in Tampa, the tight end.
O.J. Howard?
Yeah, which I guess that they tried to make a move for, and they said they weren't going to trade him.
They have a 1, a 3, 2 fours, a 5, a bunch of sixes.
So this is the biggest move.
Yeah. They didn't have multiple picks.
Okay,
so anything higher than this. So now they are without a second. I'm sure that will change on draft night, but they have a 1, a 3, and 2 fours, and then you can go down from there.
Well, listen, you got Sanu, so now you might win the Super Bowl, unlike before, where it was really up in the air. There you go.
I'm just worried that this does mean something about one of the current receivers, about how hurt, whether Gordon's hurt or... I mean, just the faith that they have and the rest of the guys to stay healthy.
Well, Dorsett caught the pass last night, and then this kid from NC State apparently is the...
Jacoby Myers.
But Jacoby Myers is all right yesterday.
Yeah, last 2 weeks, he's looked really good.
So, there you go. Everyone, try to get some work done today. Mohamed Sanu has been brought into the fold for a second-round pick.
How about breaking news during our show, which never happens?
True. Yeah, how about disappointing ass breaking news during the
show? It could have been better.
Maybe Jeff Howe can kind of shed some light on it and make us feel better about it.
Well, I have a feeling Jeff Howe's going to have a positive take on it. I don't know what it is, but I have a feeling that's the case. All right, Jeff Howe will join us. We'll make fun of Christopher Gasper later. But Jeff Howe will join us in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Toucher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take. The take train?
95, the sports zone.
Brady with Watson, the tight end left, takes the snap. The Jets rush forward. Brady lobs a throw down the right side for Dorsett. Open, touchdown, Patriots. What a beautiful throw by TB12.
Night.
People don't remember how big this band was. In Excess for a while. I don't care if it was 6 months or a year, the biggest band in rock.
Nope, because they were out the same time as U2.
I just seem to remember this getting like the most amount of airplay of any album at the time.
Yeah, I mean, the Kick album, MTV played every video ad nauseum.
I think Kick...
This actually might have been a year before the Joshua Tree. I think this might have been like right before it.
Yeah, because there's no doubt at the time of that record that it was bigger than U2, whatever they had out at the time.
Joshua Tree was when they became the biggest band on the planet. But before that, that might have been a year before. Is What You Need's Kick, isn't it?
Yes. It was the first single off that album.
No. That was
What You Need.
Your moves are so raw. I got to let you know. That was the first single.
What was the first single? By the way, I saw them open up for Men at Work. What was the first single that they had where they're all at like a dining room table and he's eating like avocados?
Is that Devil Inside? Is that
No.
Is that one?
Was it Never Tear Us Apart?
No, You Are the One Thing.
The one thing.
Yeah, and he's got...
That was the first single they ever had.
He's got like avocados and he's like licking them like, oh no.
It wasn't Don't Change?
No.
Okay. That was the second single right after.
Don't Change is still, to this day, stands up. I love that song.
Really?
Okay.
Well, Michael Hutchins loved some things. Ended up costing him at the end of the day. Belts.
That's one way to spin it.
It did cost him.
Yeah.
That's
part of the thrill. That's a dangerous game you're
cost
playing.
Cost him. Yeah. Dan's right. That was not off Kick. That was off the Listen Like Thieves album.
Okay. Which one?
What You Need.
Yeah. Yeah, let Dan tell you. He played the acoustic version of that thing 85 times before he got screwed. All right. Jeff Howe, he covers the Patriots for TheAthletic.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline after a late night. We appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you. Jeff?
Is he pulled up? We got him on hold? Is he there?
He disappeared. He got too... He was upset about the In Excess.
That's right.
The way that the singer died.
Mm-hmm. He was pulling out his Tapao albums to have a conversation with us.
Heart and Soul is a fantastic song.
Really? It's pretty good. It's not bad.
Yeah. What's a better pop song than Tapao's Heart and Soul?
Oh, are you kidding me? A better pop song?
Why is that? That's a brilliant song.
It's a good song.
That and Toy Soldiers.
Oh, Toy Soldiers is awful.
Martika.
Oh, right?
It's Martika, right?
Yes. Oh, that song. Now, I'll give you I'll give you Tapao, Heart and Soul.
You didn't like Heart and Soul?
I did not.
Heart and Soul's an all right song.
I did not like
it. At one point, if this gets boring, put up Heart and Soul by Tapao.
If you want to take that era, I would put Level 42 Something About You.
Yeah, that's way better than both of those.
But that's like a legitimate band.
Oh, so you're talking about one hit wonder like...
Yeah, like who knows?
Like Rockwell, like, Someone's Watching Me type of song?
That song's terrible.
See, I like that one.
Of course
you
do.
Who could it be? The IRS?
I didn't mind that.
Somebody's
You're talking to a guy who jumping the saddle and Buckner and Garcia.
No. You like Somebody's Watching Me because that was like your new Jack face.
Okay, take Michael Jackson away. Is that song any good? No.
Probably not.
No.
Imagine what he had to do to get Michael Jackson involved in that song.
Well, no, apparently, that guy Rockwell was Barry Gordy's son.
if I remember right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's imagine how he got Michael Jackson.
Imagine what he had to do to get Michael Jackson on that thing. All right. Jeff Howe, the same thing, Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Jeff Howe, hello.
What's up?
You like, you're a little bit younger, but you like that Tapal Heart and Soul song?
You know, I'd probably need a refresher.
Yeah, yeah. You're young. How old are you, what, there, 28?
36.
All right. Well, you should know that song. All right, anyway. I'm hearing rumors, Mohamed Sanu for a second-round pick. Your thoughts?
That seems a bit high for a guy like Sanu for a team like Atlanta that is kind of known to be sellers. I mean, I would be very surprised if Sanu caught it, drew a second-round pick from somebody who was trying to trade for him. I mean, I thought he would be more of a mid-round type of player if, unless there's like an absurd amount of competition for him, I guess, and the supply and the demand doesn't work, but I feel like Sanu is one of those guys that you could probably have for like a five.
Yeah, that sounds like about right. Now, considering people were saying Sanders for a three, and I don't imagine they pick up this option, but what do I know? All right, what does he bring to the table at his age? I mean, he was in an offense that's been racking up some statistaroonies, but he's not part of it. So what does he bring to the table? How does he fit into this offense as constructed?
Well, he's still a good route runner, and he can be a good possession receiver, I would think. Same for Sanu, really. I mean, Sanu's probably just a younger version. I mean, he's not nearly as accomplished as Emmanuel Sanders ever was, but I think both of those guys are Patriots types of receivers, and the Patriots have shown interest in both of them in the past. They gave Emmanuel Sanders a qualifying offer when he was a restricted free agent. I think it was 6 years ago. They were set to host Sanu for a free agent visit the day after, I believe, he ended up signing with Atlanta. The way I think I remember it going down was the Falcons never let Sanu get out of the building, and then they gave him a pretty good offer as well. So these are two guys that the Patriots have had a pass with in some sense in free agency, so it makes all the sense in the world that they have circled back with both of them.
Does that mean that this is pretty much it for their moves? I mean, if they gave up a second-round pick and the money that's involved, is that going to be it for as far as what they're going to do for the trade deadlining, if you had to think?
If they gave up a Friday type of pick for a receiver, I would be surprised if there were a lot more, you know, beyond that, at least in terms of something that would be splashy. But they've been aggressive for at least a couple weeks now, whether it's wide receivers or tight ends. I mean, earlier in the season, they were scouring the market in terms of trades for offensive linemen. Of course, they pulled off a few of those trades right around Labor Day. So they've been active, and they've continued to be active. And, you know, it seemed like they had the groundwork in place for something that could have happened 7 to 10 days ago. But just one of those things where I think, you know, the selling team wanted to wait out a little bit more. So they've certainly been trying.
All right, Jeff, obviously the Patriots defense has been putting up historic numbers.
Well, real quick, just to jump in on the okay, we were speculating. Does this just mean something's going on in terms of the health of the Patriot receivers?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I mean, Julian Edelman looked a lot better last night than he had in the previous two games going through this rib injury. But again, I don't think that he'll be 100%. That's just not how rib injuries work at any point the rest of the way here. Philip Dorsett obviously coming off the hamstring. And, you know, missed one game on the short week, and then Josh Gordon has gotten banged up in just about every game of the season so far and didn't practice last week. So, yeah, they're trying to add another veteran body. And, you know, we're talking about a pregame last night with, you know, there's been a lot of speculation about Brady and was he unhappy about the Antonio Brown release and all that other stuff. And you've seen him be vocal about the rookie receivers and how much you can realistically expect from those guys. But I think people have been drawn to Antonio Brown more than, you know, Demaryius Thomas, where Brady had a really good connection with Demaryius Thomas, who was ultimately traded immediately after the Patriots signed Antonio Brown. So
what did he give him last night? What did he give him in that box?
What's in the box?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know. I mean, maybe a watch.
It looked like a watch. It looked like a watch.
That's what my gut said. But, yeah, I mean,
like a swatch.
He was disappointed that they got rid of Demaryius Thomas, and I think that was probably doubled down when the Brown thing, you know, turned into a disaster.
Okay, along those lines, and speaking of Brady, what did you make of Adam Schefter before the game telling Randy Moss and, you know, kind of basically making a case for Tom Brady not being part of this team next year? He started, you know, talking about how his house has been sold. I didn't realize his trainer, Alex Guerrero, had sold his house as well or was moving. What did you make of that report at the beginning of the game?
Yeah, it was really interesting. I mean, because, you know, every time Schefter talks, people have to listen. I mean, the guy is as connected as anybody in the business, and it was interesting to point that out in that format. And it wasn't necessarily a report as much as it was him speculating by pointing out some facts. I mean, Brady's house is on the market, Guerrero's house is on the market, and we know the status of Brady's contract. So, I mean, and Brady's 42, so you never know with, you know, how much longer is he going to play. I mean, he's been telling people since at least 2014 that he's going to play until he's 45. He hasn't really backed off that. I mean, we heard Brady talking with Randy Moss in the interview that just came out this weekend that he's going to keep playing football because he hasn't really found anything else that he really wants to do to take up his time as a full-time job. So, I mean, I still believe he wants to play, but I think realistically, until the contract is set in stone, maybe there is going to be a seed of doubt. I would fall over if he decided he was going to take his career somewhere else. I don't think that's one of the. I think that's much more of a long shot than anything else. Still.
All right, real quick about the defense. Obviously, the numbers are historic, but the knock on the defense has been that the competition isn't good. But I think after last night, everyone can finally realize this defense is for real and is historically good.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. This is I've been saying all season. Yeah, I mean, I understand the record of the opponents and everything, but they're still just thoroughly suffocating the teams that they're playing. And you deserve a lot of credit for doing that on an NFL stage. I mean, the Bears defense is sort of like the other one that we thought was in the competition or in the conversation for the best in the league. And the Bears still have plenty of letdown moments this season. So the Patriots haven't had that. They haven't shown an ability where or a penchant where they're all of a sudden just going to slump or they're just going to give up a ton of yards and then kind of hang on for dear life. I mean, they're to the point where after that Brady interception last night and the Jets had really good field position to get it down close to the goal line, I was expecting there to be a takeaway just because, you know, they're just that good. They have that much carryover and momentum from one possession to another. And they have more than twice as many interceptions as any team in the league. The pressure comes from 8, 9, 10 guys. And there's no weak spot in terms of their starting 11 plus the next, like, 4 or 5 guys that they bring off the bench.
All right. Did Brady know he was coming out of a massage parlor?
That's a damn good question. I mean, I think the only remaining question really is, you know, he mentioned that it was shot in front of a green screen. And, you know, did the director kind of play him a little bit by making it look like that? And that's really, again, I think that's the only remaining question that we have.
You should ask Christopher Gasper because we're going to have audio later of him breaking down how it goes down in Hollywood.
Well, all right.
All right. Jeff Howe, effervescent as always. Jeff Howe, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, appreciate it. Now, Rich, is there any more fan base that has to gather around, rally the troops, and, you know, put up a united front more than the New England Patriot fans?
Fred, all I know is that every time you mention you're a Jets fan, nobody takes anything that you say seriously. And I think that maybe there might need to be somebody who puts you in your place because you're way too skewed to be on this radio station, Fred.
Maybe not only one person, maybe a brigade of some sort.
A league?
Of extraordinary... League of Leisure Time?
The Leisure League.
The Leisure League?
The league.
Well, we have something to give away. And it is going to be for Patriots fans who will be available at a moment. They're going to be like superhero fans.
All right, we will inform you on this. But if you are a massive Patriots fans but like going to Patriot games,
it's not only a massive Patriots fan. It's not about painting your face or anything.
No,
it's about
It's about sticking up for the guys
and throwing it in people in haters' faces.
Yeah, and protecting. Maybe you got a cool Twitter account or something. So we will tell you all about this unique opportunity for the truly, truly sick of you. And we will have that. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sp-
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.com. No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all, is Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And I don't think any team in the history, or maybe anybody in the history of mankind, has been put through more nonsense and had to drink so many people drinking Haterade than the New England Patriots. And there's different kinds of Patriots fans. There's, hey, I'm going to take my kids to the game. Then there's guys that are like, yeah, I'm going to paint my face and go to the game. And then there's guys that are like, hey, listen, I like the Sanu deal. Here's why. All you have are pieces of crap. There's a subset of fans that do what needs to be done, Rich.
Mm-hmm. The kind that wakes up every morning with one goal, and that is, how do I shove it in the haters' face?
How do I defend the wall?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Rich, I'm talking about, like, you bring up the Brady and the him coming out of the spy in the TV show.
Move on. No big deal.
Yeah, what? There's a Monday Night Football game tonight. Oh, there it is again. Sports talk radio in this town sucks. I mean, there's a game tonight.
Brady's leaving, it sounds like Adam Schefter's saying, Fred.
Oh, what? Because what are you now, a real estate expert? Oh, wow, he sold his house. Guy can live anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Sam Darnold, I think it's going to be a close game tomorrow night. So what you said, Fred.
I know I did. I said it was going to be 41-20.
Okay, how about this? Jets
he backed off on Friday. He did. Okay. Not Friday. Backed off yesterday.
Well, let's
he
go. Then Jets are making the playoffs.
Oh, what? The AFC? Well, maybe the AFC East is supposed to be some kind of tomato can league. I mean, listen, you play your schedule. What? You got nothing else to talk about?
Fake news.
You're playing your schedule.
Do you write sports takes with a Z?
Do you get on Twitter and send thousands and thousands of tweets to famous people that will never possibly read them?
Whenever there is somebody in the press who talks bad about a player, do you at them while tweeting and complaining about
it? And for years and years and years after it even is in any kind of context.
So if you are
one, do you believe the media is out to get them?
Mm-hmm.
And that everyone, there's like a club, like a lodge, where everyone gets together and tries to formulate anti-Patriots takes? Are you someone who just thinks that Zolak and Jerry Thornton are the only voices of reason in town?
If you are, then we need you. This town needs a hero.
We're looking for a superhero. And not just, again, this isn't about, hey, I like the Patriots. This isn't, you know, Chief Wanamaker cheer, who's just got a costume and actually has a child that he brings places. This is a guy who's available at a moment's notice.
A true Patriots protector. Someone who will defend the wall when no one else will.
Someone, when I open up my dumb mouth about the Patriots, they can see through that my Jets fandom has gotten in the way, and I am trying from the inside to sabotage the Patriots.
I need somebody on my side, Fred. Every time you sit here with your tainted view of New England and their perfection, you come out here, oh, Sam Darnold, oh, I need someone who can call up and shut your mouth instantly. Win any argument with your stupid face when it comes to all things New England Patriots.
Someone who leaves Twitter and comes on the show so everyone can hear them.
So we are looking for the king
longest
of the
hashtag of all time.
The king of the Patriots protectors. The person who we can call at any given time whenever Fred's getting annoying and you can lay into him and prove him wrong.
Yes.
Because he is always wrong about the Patriots.
I absolutely am. And someone who, in more than just someone who's protecting them, someone who knows that there is an agenda out against the team and they got to cut through all the fake news and baloney and stick to what's real.
And if we choose you to be the ultimate Patriots protector, the one who represents that kind of person better than anybody, then you are going to win tickets to this Sunday's game.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Baker Mayfield, so great.
Somebody just said, Michael Hurley, are you ready? Touch and Rich are calling you out right now. No, Hurley's a light snack.
Well, when it came to Deflategate, Hurley, like, you gotta love Hurley if you're one of these guys. If you can read, you gotta love Hurley because, you know, he defended Deflategate for years.
So how do I get into this contest, you're asking yourself right now?
Now, get a
face
pen.
Paint you're still wearing.
Get a pen or pencil.
Okay.
Because you're going to need to write this down.
Or you can go to @TutcherAndRich, our Twitter account, or 98.5thesportshub.com. Submit a 2-minute maximum video via Twitter and use the world's greatest hashtag, and you must have this hashtag. That hashtag is #SportsHubPatriotProtectorContest.
Oh, God.
Because
that's right.
The lawyers ruin everything.
Say that hashtag again, Rich.
#SportsHubPatriotProtectorContest. We got some people on the phone who think they are those people.
I don't want to take any jabroni on the phone right now. I need a guy who's who's in a moment's notice can let you know when someone is hating on the team or spreading fake news or has an agenda. That's a big thing. What's the other word that we all... it's not phony. What is the other thing they say?
Fraud.
Yeah, it's someone who can call out frauds. Especially me.
Maybe you got yourself a fake Twitter account that's just called, like, Pat's Dude in Your Face or Flaming Hot Takes Frauds.
Maybe you have your avatar is Brady with his rings on.
Yep. But it's like, it's Thanos. It's like he's got the Thanos glove. He's going to crush all of our enemies.
Yeah, like you've created your entire online identity around the Patriots.
I need this.
Defending it.
I need this. I need that at any given moment we can call you up when Fred just starts going too far in the other direction.
Yeah, we can call you because Lord knows we don't want you to have the hotline. But we can call you. So anytime I'm saying anything and Felger has said something or Bertrand has said something that you got y'all lathered up about their agendas and my agenda and how I'm just some stupid Jets fan who can't recognize the excellence,
mm-hmm.
or who wastes his time of, like, someone going on a major Netflix show and parodying the owner of the team getting arrested for getting sexual services. Someone just to say, hey, guys, time to move on.
We need to find that person, the biggest one. And this is how you got to do it. A 2-minute maximum video submitted to us via Twitter. You have until Thursday at 10 a.m. You can start right now. And we will contact 3 people and bring them in studio on Friday. Those people will have to win a debate with Fred Toucher about the New England Patriots.
Now, in fairness, it's going to really hurt people with jobs. and you have to provide your own transportation.
And by the way, people are like suggesting, you know, like Jerry Thornton and Michael. No, we want. There's a star out there that's been undiscovered. Why would we just go to someone like that?
Like, we like Hurley and Thornton. They're not. I mean, we know them off the air. Why would we go to them? We want someone who's vitriol, who truly believes that I am out to ruin the fan experience for everyone, that Felger and Maz are creating false narratives just to push their own agenda.
Oh, it's the Patriots in decline 2-6 show. That's what we need.
Yes.
Because everyone says, why is there not a voice on these sports talk stations that will defend the wall?
Well, there are.
Here it is.
But we need someone who's even further.
I need someone on my side.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The Patriots Protect Your Contest. These tickets are courtesy of Duncan.
These are great tickets, by the way.
Yeah, yep. They're a perfect place to bring your cousin. This Patriots season, the pregame starts at Duncan for DD Perks members because on game day, Duncan is offering Patriots fans 2x the points on any size coffee. Don't just celebrate your team's success from the sidelines. Excludes cold brew, nitro, and frozen coffee participation. A very limited time offer.
In less than 2 minutes, make yourself a video. Send it to us on Twitter. Use the hashtag, Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest. Hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest.
Lawyers.
Thank you, lawyers. And you will have until 10 a.m. on Thursday. On Friday, we will pick. Actually, we will pick our top three to come in on Friday, and you will have to beat Fred. Whoever does the best job debating Fred on just how unbelievable the Patriots are will win those tickets and be our official
not unbelievable,
Patriot Protector.
Just how people are out to smite the Patriots and how the media has got an agenda against them.
We hear complaints that there's not a voice like that. You're going to be the voice.
This isn't, hey, they're great. I like them. Their defense is otherworldly. This is like, let's stop the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get this going.
They don't have to dress up for this, correct? There's no costumes are necessary or costumes
are
necessary.
What matters is what they say.
Exactly.
They can wear what they want. I don't care.
Okay. They got to call out the media
right.
for being, for trying to undercut it.
Too many frauds, too many hot takes with a Z.
Someone who doesn't want a job in sports talk radio at all. Now, listen. Again, you have to provide your own transportation. So, you know, get grandma the keys. And then, also, you're going to have to be late for your quote-unquote job. So make sure.
Oh, he's already hating, guys. Fred's already hating on
poking
you.
Poking the bear.
He's throwing the haterade out there.
Yeah. Maybe you got a kick-ass parody account. And you're breaking it down. I mean, you want Patriots tickets. You want to be someone who can share your opinions and give me the what for. Have at it. Or you could, even if you hear something on Felger and Maz or Adam Jones that you know they're perpetrating a fraud, you tell us. So get those into finally what hashtag, Rich?
That would be hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest.
Got to be 18 years or older.
And if you have any questions, you can go to 985sportshub.com for all the info or at Toucher and Rich, our Twitter account.
Gentlemen, start your engines. All right. You could be a lady, too.
So it's an over under the entrance getting that hashtag incorrect. I would say pretty high.
I don't know. They got all day to figure it out. All right. So we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Situations.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Crew contest line, 617-931. You should probably call them. 0985 will score a pair of tickets to the 25th anniversary edition of Comics Come Home, hosted by Dennis Leary and featuring Pete Holmes, John Mulaney, Bill Burr, and more. Coming to the TD Garden on November 9th. Limited tickets still available through Ticketmaster.com. Let's go to Pete. Pete, go ahead.
Steak and egg, boys.
Hey, hey.
So, question for Fred. Are you at least a little bit concerned that the Patriots ruined Sam Darnold last night? Like the dude has a 1,000-yard stare now for the rest of his career?
All right. I could see that. It's John has asked me that very question. But listen, Darnold played 2 years at USC. He came out at 21. That was his 16th game. This is his second head coach. I think Darnold. And then they got a cupcake schedule. A bunch of tomato cans. I think that things get a lot easier. And I think that, quite frankly, the Patriots defense is that good. I mean, if he's truly going up against statistically the best defense of all time, I mean, I can't really fault him. If he did it against Miami, I would suppose. But, I mean, he didn't even get hit.
is the thing.
Got hit twice. But that's what makes it much worse, is because he didn't get hit and still saw people get hit everywhere.
No, because it's when those guys break down like Carr and those guys that completely lose it, it's because they've been pummeled. Like, that's fixable. You can go... Here's why he freaked out, is he couldn't figure out where everyone's coming from.
But that's the thing. I mean, look, I too think eventually Sam Darnold is going to be a good quarterback. How good, I have no idea. He's certainly better than he was last night. But as I said earlier,
it depends
on the quarterback. But this could leave a dent. I mean, this is one of those things, if it goes the wrong way, that could leave a dent.
Now, Peyton Manning sucked his first year. It's not going to ruin him.
You were right about the schedule. And we discussed this in another frame of reference earlier last week. But after this game that just went by, at Jacksonville, and Jacksonville won last week. But then after that, it's Dolphins, Giants, Redskins.
Right.
All three of which are winnable.
Well, let's put it this way. Gase didn't exactly coach the perfect game yesterday either. So, I mean, I blame Khalil, the center, who they brought in specifically to adjust the, the blocking, that he didn't do his job. All right. Brandon Merriweather is on hold. We will talk to him. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.